Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about God's people getting ready. I'm going to read you from Numbers chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Here we read. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, every one of the children of Israel shall camp by his own standard, beside the emblems of his father's house. They shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting. Israel was on their Exodus journey for more than a year. And during that year, they assembled just about any way they had pleased. But now, ready to enter into the promised land, they must take an important step towards the promised land. And that step was ordering themselves. In Numbers chapter 2, we have the instructions for the arrangements of the tribe, both in their camp and on their march. God didn't want to send a mob of former slaves to take the promised land. He arranged them in an organized, orderly group of what I like to call promised land people. Friends, God is a God of order. It makes perfect sense that he required Israel to be like him in this aspect of being in order before they would take the promised land. Not only is it more efficient and useful, but it is also simply more like God, more ordered and organized. There's a limit to what we can be and to what we can do for the Lord without order and organization. It isn't so much that order and organization are requirements for progress in the Christian life. They are progress in the Christian life, becoming more like the Lord. Now, we might be bold enough to say that nothing is accomplished in God's kingdom without order and organization. While it may seem that some unorganized things work, you could say it's really only an illusion. Behind the scenes, God is moving with utmost order and organization, even though we can't see it. It's also important to note that God orders things according to his wisdom and not ours. In the arrangement of the tribes, he did not place the largest tribes closest to the tabernacle, as if bigger was always better. Ephraim, the closest westward tribe, was the third smallest tribe. Nor did he place all the large tribes on the outward perimeter for the greatest protection. Benjamin was the second smallest tribe. It was on the outer perimeter. God always has order and organization, but it may not make sense to us, at least not at the time. Now, our resistance to God's order and organization is almost always the product of simple selfishness, wanting to do things our own way instead of the Lord's way. For slaves or former slaves, it's simple. You see, slaves are always told what to do, and they don't need to think a lot about order and organization, but free men must be taught order and organization, and they must submit to it. At the center of this order was the tabernacle itself. By God's command, the tribes arranged themselves to the east, south, west, and north in relation to the tabernacle. God could have described where the tribe of Judah was in relation to the tribe of Dan, but he did not. Since the tabernacle was symbolically the presence of God with them, this meant that all order in Israel began by centering around God himself. It's hard to underestimate the trouble people get into with their walk with God because they position and measure themselves in reference to other people or circumstances instead of measuring themselves to God. God is to be our focus, our center, not other people, not other circumstances. Friend, do you need to work with God to bring some order and organization to your life? It's an important part of being promised land people. Just make sure that you never make an idol out of your plans and that you let God's order, even his yet-to-be-revealed plans, be the most important in your life. Hey, today is a great day to center your life with God at the very middle.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.